there are some changes coming to ID management at your agency. Carrie Miller is the Director of Technology Risk at Deloitte, here to make sure you're up to date on all of the changes. Carrie, thanks for being on the program this afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Francis. Thanks so much for having me.
Talk about, give us a thumbnail, if you will, of what is happening in identity management. What should be on my radar screen?
You know, it's actually a really exciting time in identity management. We're kind of seeing the intersection of a lot of new policy initiatives come to a head. For example, OMB recently released Memo 1111. There's the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, an update of FIPS 201-2, and then the ongoing work that's occurring on the Federal Identity Credential and Access Management Roadmap and Implementation Guidance. So there's really a ton going on.
What do I need to know if I'm trying to sort through all of this, if I'm sitting inside an agency and I have this kind of confluence of all of these things at once?
Well, I would say that it's safe to say that a good start would be taking a look at your agency's existing policies, looking at the current state, what is occurring inside an agency, in their systems and with their credentialing programs, their current state versus the target state that the FICAM roadmap has laid out. There's actually quite a lot of policy analysis that can go on in the background, some architecture updates and some transition planning, too, to get agencies into a place where they're using their HSPD 12 credentials on a daily basis.
How are the agencies doing? We hear numbers about HSPD 12 deployment and integrating biometrics and on and on and on, all those different kinds of things. How are they doing at hitting some of the targets that have been set out for them?
As with any government mandate, I would say we're seeing some agencies really step up and knock it out of the park. There are several who have integrated the PIV credential into all of their solutions that are using it to authenticate themselves both on their laptops and at their doors. And then, of course, there are others that lag behind. You know, I believe that one of the primary reasons for that is that those agencies haven't been the ones that have been successful in getting all of the players to the table. We're seeing that the agencies who are excelling in this space are bringing their physical security leaders, their CIOs, their human resources departments all together to work towards a solution that benefits all parties and that creates efficiencies across the department.
So if I want to leverage that success, that's the first thing I should look at, you think, is to make sure that that's what my agency's doing, that they have that team approach?
Absolutely, and coming up with a governance model that works inside your agency. You know, the technology associated with identity management is often the easy part. It's really automating a lot of the complex business processes associated with issuing credentials. That's where a lot of the efficiencies and the cost savings lie, and that takes a lot of collaboration.
How much of this do you think is driven by specific incidents? WikiLeaks, for example, and how much of it is just driven by the natural progression of information security, identity security, and cybersecurity?
Well, I definitely think there's a growing demand for strong authentication as a means of deterring cybercrime. But to your point, I also believe that the market is innovating in a lot of new and exciting ways. And as we see the market mature, it's easier for agencies and their programs to get behind that maturation.
Overall, are there misunderstandings or misconceptions in the agencies that you have talked to, do you think, about maybe things are not a certain way that folks in the agencies think they might be?
Well, I think there's an increasing realization about the complexity of implementing these kinds of solutions, and the government's done a very good job of recognizing that complexity, listening to the agencies and the needs that they have around these implementation challenges, and that's the goal of the FICAM roadmap and implementation guidance. It really seeks to simplify some of those complex challenges by giving agencies additional direction that they might not be able to easily pull from the the OMB memos and the NIST special publications, the roadmap really creates a target vision that is easily digestible by, you know, your federal program manager.
You mentioned M1111. You mentioned the revision to 201-2. We talked about HSPD-12. What's the next thing that you think will be on the horizon, Carrie? What is ID management? What are we up to, 3.0, 4.0 at this point?
Well, I think a lot of the most exciting things are happening as we see the federal government reach out to the commercial community. You know, the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace that the president recently signed is a good example and is starting to push the boundaries of government. We're starting to see the expansion of using these kinds of strong credentials outside of the federal government with initiatives such as PIV interoperable credentials. We're also seeing the market and even government to a certain extent explore new methods of authentication using things like cell phones, in addition to smart cards and some of the existing technologies. So I think that collaboration across the government and the commercial industry and the acceptance of perhaps commercially issued identity credentials is a really exciting next step.
Carrie, I appreciate you being on with me this afternoon to talk about what the horizon looks like in identity management. Thanks for your time.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Francis.
Carrie Miller is the Director of Technology Risk at Deloitte on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You can learn more about ID management, some of the things that Carrie was talking about, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And you can hear my conversation with her there anytime you want as well.